continue the Gemara. The goal is to finish the sheet after tomorrow's Shia, so as much as we're able to the bottom of Daf Ches. So we're up to the Gemara and Daf Zayin on the Beis. Today's Inyan is going to be Rabbanan L'Sichin and Tirusa, and relating to taxes and the like and other types of expenses that the Chachamim get a special pass, a special favorite status. This is really a much broader topic, but we'll do it the way we do it, as much as we can, to mitzamtzem ourselves to the Gemara here and Rishonim, but at least to highlight some of the key inyanim and Mar Makomos. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, that's the grandson of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, not Rabbi Yehuda Nasi himself, a grandson, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, was a line of Nasiyim, Rama Deshura Adrabana. He imposed a tax, a wall tax. That's the in Yeshura is a wall, right? We know that. That's the Aramaic of Choma. And we're talking about, in our Mishnah, the Chiyuv of Anshei Eir to pay for a Choma, which is necessary for the security of the city. So Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya imposed that Chiyuv. Rashi explains, Hitu Yitzias Choma Seir Al Chachamim, Kamo Ashar Bnei Adam. So he had them also contribute toward the expenses of Choma Seir. Amar Rish Lakish, Rabbanan lo tzvichin etirusa. Chachamim do not need shmira. In other words, Pasha Pshat is, and he's going to quote a pasuk for this idea, and we have another pasuk. The purpose of having to pay for the wall is because of the fact that you need it. If you don't need it, then as far as you're concerned, it doesn't have to exist. So the Chachamim have their own shmira that not just them, it's their and their assets. The point of the wall is to protect money. We saw the thing, Shvach Mamon. So we have here this idea that Chachamim, Tamid Chachamim, do not need the Shmira of the wall, and therefore then they're exempt, because for them it's not necessary. It's only necessary for those who are not a Madrega of Tamid Chachamim. Tachsiv. The drasha is, Pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Lamites, Esperem Mechol Yirbun. So those are the three words that we're highlighting. And now we explain the drasha. Esperem Laman. I'm going to count them. They're going to be more multiple, more increased, more than sand. What are we referring to? Ilem Letzadikim, the Nefishi Mechola, the Tzadikim themselves are greater than sand. Hashta Ku Yisrael Ksibahu. It's written about Kla Yisrael Kechol Hashas Vasayam. Tzadikim Atzman Mechol Yirbun. So if the Klal Yisrael compared to the sand in terms of their numbers, then how could you say Tzadikim are that way? Elo Hachikama. Rather, it must refer not to Tzadikim themselves, Esprem L'Maseim Shel Tzadikim Mechol Yirbun. Referring to the deeds of Tzadikim, the Masim Tovim of Tzadikim. B'chal, who's talking about Tzadikim here? Tosis already is going to point out that if you look in the context of the Pasuk, right before it, the reference is to tzaddikim. Pasuk there says before, "V'li mayaku reyacha el me'atzmu rasheim," and that's a reference to tzaddikim. And in fact, Rashi on the spot and that pasuk darshins this pasuk l'fi pshuto apparently al derech what the Gemara says over here, but not with the extra emphasis of the Gemara. But the lashon of Rashi is first the Rashi in the previous pasuk, "V'li mayaku reyacha." Knesset Yisrael Ameres Manich Bedu Be'enai HaTzadikim Shebechol Dor V'Dor. How well regarded, how respectful are Tzadikim for all the generations? Ume Artzmu Rasheihem Cheshbon Sfiroseihem Lashon Kisisas Rosh Bnei Yisrael. In other words, Rasheihem is also the idea of counting. But then Esperem Mechol Yirbon Imbasi Lispas Tuv Maaseihem. The amount of good that they do, the masim tovim of tzaddikim mechol yirbun. Okay, so Rashi already on the pasuk is already explaining esperim going on the masim shel tzaddikim, but the specific analogy to chol is what the Gemara here Rish Lakish is going to add something to. Elachi kama esperim with masim shel tzaddikim mechol yirbun, the kal v'chomer umachol shemuat megin al hayam. Sand has the quality of protecting that the water doesn't overcome the barrier of the sand and take over civilization. That's just some chol gvul hayam. That's part of the Bria that Hashem created, that the sand formed, so to speak, a wall, if you will, to not allow the water to overtake the dry land. Masem shel tzadikim she'em merubim lo koshken she'meginim aleihem. So masem shel tzadikim have the same quality, just as chol is a megin on the water, not overtaking the dry land, so it is the tzadikim as well. Their masim are megin on them. Rashi. Chol shehu muat mimasem shel tzadikim megin al hayam v'hu lo l'choma. That's like a wall, d'chsiv, at the Paskin Yirmiyahu, asher santi chol gvul hayam. So we see from this pasuk that tzaddikim don't need shmira because their maasim themselves are megin. The Ritva points out, obviously we're going to see this in Hemshach HaGemara in terms of other ways that refer to tzaddikim. These are tzaddikim who are known for maasim tovim. It's that Rabbanan Jaminun Hacha Hainu Shehen Balei Maisa, says the Ritva. As the Gemara is going to soon darshan later, Kol Kedosha B'Yadecha, De'ilo, if not, you know, Aleim Amar Kosov Chen B'Galchem Tzim Tzadet Tzicharesh. And then he adds other details, as we'll soon see in Rishonim, that there's certain particular standards that we are going to say need to be met in order to say that tzaddikim have the special exemptions that we're describing here. And they're letting the poskim about this, exactly what type of Talmid Chacham we're talking about. Not just any person can pass the Talmid Chacham. This is true about a lot of halachas in terms of status of Talmid Chacham and Talmid Chacham Bizman Hazeh. So we have to understand after everything is said and done, there is a concept in the Gemara, but exactly how to apply it in practice, we have to look at the poskim and the details. But already the Ritva is beginning to talk about this idea. Balei Maisa, that's the focus here of Maseim Shel Tzadikim. This was what Rish Lakish said as far as why you should not have the Chachamim participate in paying the taxes for the wall for the security. The Gemara goes on, Ki Aso Kamed Rav Yochanan, Amale, so Rish Lakish came to Rav Yochanan, and Rav Yochanan responded, My time melotem alei meha, why did you quote the pasuk in Kehillim Kuf Gamites, why not the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, which also conveys the same idea, and for some reason Rav Yochanan thought that's a better pasuk. We have to know why that's better than the one of Rish Lakish. The pasuk says, Ani choma v'shaddai kamigdalos. And the drasha that we do, we attribute to these two phrases, Ani choma zu Torah, v'shaddai kamigdalos, and my breasts are like towers. So, Vidarshan, Ani Choma Zu Torah. That refers to Torah is a Choma, is a protection. Shaddai Kamigdalos, Eotamid Chachamim. Rashi doesn't comment on the first part, Ani Choma, but that's understood. The Torah is a Choma. Shaddai Kamigdalos, Alma in Tzvicham Choma. Rashi doesn't explain exactly what it means. Rashi in Psachim, they quote this in the Hadar and Hashmatos of Lukuti Rashi doesn't appear on the page, but they quote from Rashi in Tzachim that Menikim Acherim, the Shadayim is a reference to something that's nourishing, right? To nourish, like the milk, the mother's milk. So they're Menik Acherim, Keshadayim Halalu, and what's Migdalos, the Meginim Al Hador. That's interesting. Until now we're discussing the Shmira of the Talmicham themselves and their own money. We're not discussing pashtus. We don't see that they're megan for everybody. Everyone else has to pay for the wall. Right? So what you have, at least according to Rashi and Tzachim, is this idea that they're also megan for others. Rabbeinu Gershom over here says something on this. What does he say? On the drasha? Anicho mazu Torah, says Rabbeinu Gershom, shemegina alomdeha kechoma. Those who learn Torah, the Torah protects, like a wall, shemegina alan shihair. So there's a sense of the protection, that means the protection of themselves. Shaddai kamigdalos. What does it continue? Eotamil chachamim, shalomdim zemize ketinok yonik v'shtei imo. Different idea. That they learn from each other with a sense of complete, a sense of wanting to nurse. In other words, they're nursing from each other, they're learning from each other. It's a different twist than Rashi and Sachin. But either way, Rav Yochanan had an alternative pasuk, an alternative drasha to bring out the idea, second of it, And the Gemara goes on to say, but Reish Lakish didn't go with that drasha, which for some reason we thought was a preferable drasha. Says the Gemara, Reish Lakish savala kidir darash Rava. Rava had a different drasha on those two phrases in Shir HaShirim. Anichol mazu knesses Yisrael. Again, the idea, Rashi says, kulam shavin linyan choma, v'godrim atzvam l'tamim b'ovdi kachavim. The sense of choma means that you create insularity. In other words, not to become assimilated. So Knesset Yisrael has the quality of being able to retain its identity, even though there's been a harsh golus and there's many challenges that have come upon us that could have caused us to disappear and not hold on to our Masorah. That's the idea. Ani choma is Knesset Yisrael. That's the choma idea. Shadaika migdolos, elu bati knesus bati midrashos. Again, that's the tower that it protects us and keeps our identity. So it's not a reference to the Mechacham at all. It's a different drasha. So this is one part of the Gemara, this idea of Yudha Nasiya wanting to impose the Choma tax, you could say, the Choma contribution that they had to pay, the Choma to pay, and the Gemara says that Uchara they should be Pata, Rabbanu Watzvicha Nitzimusa. This is the first Gemara, the first story in the Gemara. Yeah, David questioned me before.
Can we say that it's a better drasha because we don't, firstly, before we have a drasha, and then through the drasha we bring Kal Chomer.
Whereas now it's Stam Drasha, it's more of a good,
nice, maybe. Yeah.
I don't know how much you can ask a Kasha on like a Kavachomer within a Nagata, but isn't it taking for granted that the level of protection that the Yam needs is the same level of protection that it's out? Maybe the reason
it's the protection of the land. The Yam is the thing that would overtake the land. Yeah.
But isn't it the sand that's the protection?
The sand is the protection, right, that the water will not.
Oh, from the land. So isn't that assuming that. The level of protection is a higher level, meaning you're making a kavah chomer that if the sand is enough to protect the land, then the maisim of the tzaddikim is enough to protect them. Then maybe the tzaddikim require a different level of protection. It's assuming that the level of protection is needed.
Shmira is shmira. In other words, the quality is the quality. It's shomer.
Because it's greater than chol.
Yeah.
The pasuk does greater than chol.
The maisim are, but not the maybe. Meaning that's comparing the protector, right, not what's being protected.
I mean, the emes is
assuming being protected is the same.
We find, I mean, this is some sort of partly related to what you're saying. We find that the image of water is also the Musa Olam, the one who attack Klal Yisrael and do things for harm us. Mayim Rabim, Uyuchol Chabos. Mayim Rabim is also the Umas HaOlam as well, so maybe there's the idea within the actual Mashal as well. But either way, this equation that Tamil Chacham's Shmira comes from their Mais and Tovim, therefore they don't need to participate. This is specifically to the contribution toward a wall. Rabbanu Tzvichin the Tirusa means you don't have to contribute because you don't need it. Mashal. Comes out, and Chazon Ish discusses this because it's not Pashtus, it would come out this way, though he says differently. So if you have a town that's completely filled with Tamid Chachamim, so there's no need to build a wall, right? Okay, so that's where the Chazon Ish was in some Chanalanes and so on, but Pashtus, it would come out, you don't need to have a wall because. And the point being, and if there's going to be a tzara that's going to happen, it would have happened anyway. But Umaysa, the Shmira is there because of the status, whatever that means in terms of its standard. This is one Indian. Okay, now we have partly related. We'll have to see if it's exactly the same gather of what we just saw. This is now referring to taxes, as we'll see now, the king imposes. Says the Gemara Vayta, Rav Nachman bar Rav Chizda. Bach changes this to Rav Chanan bar Rav Chizda. Fine. Rama karga arabanan. Karga is a type of a tax that the king wanted the people to pay, and this was imposed on the Chacham as well. So this is not exactly the same issue as before. Before we're talking about the Tzarchei Ha'ir, like in our Mishnah, that everyone pays for the Chom of the ear for security. This is something else. This is something that the government officials are imposing on everybody, all the residents. And Rav Chanan or Rav Nachman, Rav Chizda imposes on the Chacham as well. Amale Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, now Yitzchak said the following, a very harsh way of responding to this, Avarta adoraisa vadeviya adiksuvi. What you've done is violated a pasuk in Torah, pasuk in Neviim, and the pasuk in Ksuvi. Whenever you have that idea, it's the idea that it's a complete a sense of completion, like we say in the Gemara Megillah that we have in the B'yitin Lecha section of the Shabbos, like David the Kasuba Torah, Shani Banavim, Shush Baksuvim. The idea that you have it everywhere means it's a fundamental concept, and he's going to show from a pasuk in Chumash and Nevi'im and Ksuvim the common theme that Chacham should be exempt from paying this type of a tax.
What is this tax used for? Like what?
Whatever they wanted to use it for. I mean, we'll see later on with particulars with the crown. They have different names, these types of taxes. I don't know. You have to be more of someone who did research in terms of the history of the times to know exactly this tax, that tax. I mean, there obviously were all kinds of different taxes that were imposed on the residents, and the government officials would use it for one reason or another. And again, that's more for the historians to try to document exactly what each tax was for. Karga is a particular name. Again, it probably has a particular connotation.
Shmira?
What?
Means for some form
it was. It's no. So that's exactly why I prefaced this. This is why we have to see exactly whether what we have now is of a similar nature. See, each story reflects possibly a slightly different angle here. The point that we just saw, and we're going to see it again later on in a number of other cases, Rabbanu Tzvichin the Tirusa. The Torah is, a Chachamim don't need Shmira, therefore they don't gain from this particular Tzorech. It's not a Tzorech for them. That's the Sugya that we just read before. That's the story that we just read. What we have now may actually be different. We'll see, and the Ramban is going to distinguish between the... It could be similar, it could be somewhat similar, that the whole Gzeira was only because of Amei Haaretz and people who didn't learn, and therefore the Chum don't really... For them, it really wouldn't have been such a tax. Or it could be, as we'll see in the Rambam, it's a special halacha to favor Tamid Chacham, cover Tamid Chacham. That's kind of what we're going to see. Machokas, two different ways to understand this Gemara that we're about to read. We'll soon see in terms of the Makoros, but that's the question. Whether we're about to read now is the same principle or somewhat related or unrelated. Rabbanu Tzvichin Tirusa is the idea clear that the benefit is not necessary. They don't need the benefit. They have it anyway. This may be a different halach. Let's see how it plays out. So he's going to be three psukim. He's going to quote Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim. So he goes one by one. Ado Raisa, that you've, by imposing this karga tax on the Chachamim, you've gone against Ado Raisa. How so? Dechsiv, Pasuk in Bezos HaBracha. Introductory psukim before he gets to the Bracha of Ruvain. So there's introductory psukim about the Chashivas of Klal Yisrael as a whole. Af Chovev Amim Ko Kedosha B'yadach. This is clearly not Pshuto Shemikva we're about to read. This is a drasha. Af Chovev Amim, you cherish nations. Pashup Shak referred to Klal Yisrael themselves, but we're going to teach it differently. Ko Kedosha B'yadach, all the holy ones are in your hand. Says so. Now the drasha that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak is making is as follows. Amar Moshe Me'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even when you show favoritism to the nations of the world, in other words, that as Rashi says, you smile your countenance toward them, you give them a certain control and authority, which means that they can impose their will on Klal Yisrael. So we are subservient to nations, so even at times like that. However, the holy ones will be under your wing, so to speak, under your hands, that you show them a special protection. In other words, even though there's all this going on in general that the nations are having shlita on Klal Yisrael, but you show shmira to the to the holy ones. Here you see the reference is kedosha. Until now, it's all tamid chachamim. And that was what he did. He imposed the tax on the Chachamim, and here we're using the expression Kedosha, again, showing you that's what they're both pointing out. Not just about knowledge, it's about Yerush Shemayim, it's about Masim Tovim. You need to meet the standard of Kedosha. Now, once we have that, we dash in further. We have to know if this is connected or not. The Heim Tukul Raglecha, the Pasuk continues, Tukul Raglecha, so we dash in. Tani Rav Yosef, El Tamil Chachamim, Shemechatitim, Ragleya Meir Leir. They go from city to city, kind of they rub against their feet, they rub against, I guess, you might say, against the The ground, maybe. They go from city to city. Medina to Medina. That's two kura gracha. They're constantly on the move. It's that stamadrasha. Referring to them, another reference to them. Yisa midabu secha, meaning Lisa b'litim b'dibrosav shel makom, to be mefalpel in Hashem's word. The Masha says that maybe the second point is also connected. We'll see later in the Gemara that to be chayiv in taxes, you have to be a resident for a certain amount of time. Whatever amount, whatever type of tax it is, whatever it is that you have to contribute for, you have to be a resident. So if the Chama constantly going from place to place to learn Torah, they don't stay in one place that long. So maybe that, by virtue of that alone, to be a tour, but that's not the pashtus. Pashtus is a special din of Tinu Chachamim should be pater, as we'll explain why. But the Mashal wants to maybe add that element that the Tukru Ragracha also connects to why they should be pater. This is all why he violates Torah. Let's just wait another few minutes. Let's just see the other two drushes. Then you also violate a pasuk in Nevi'im, Adinevi'ei Dechsiv. This is a pasuk in Hosea. And we're not always so familiar with these psukim, so it's worth taking out a Tanakh, looking inside. This is all drasha. What we're about to read is not the pasha pshat at all. Gam ki yisnu vagoyim ato akabse vayochelu ma'at mimasa melech v'sarim. Now, what's the pshuto shel mikra? The word yisnu is not going to be an Aramaic word, which means like to learn. But it has to do with Russian esnan, which is the idea that, as it's the Rashi and Mitzudas talk about, the pasuk right before this says, "Ephraim hisno ahavim." We're talking. This is very harsh tochacha, that they did things where they went to the nations of the world and they gave them esnan, so to speak. They gave them the shocha. They tried to make to be close with them. And derech to create to curry favor, and as a result, gam ki yisnu vagoyim ata katzem so l'masho. It's a range of perushim here, but the Mitzudas actually sees it as a nevuah l'ra, that they're going to give esnan to the nations, and he says as a result, ata akatzem are going to gather the nations to come and wage war against the Jewish people, and this esnan that they use to try to get someone on their side, whatever nation, is not going to help them. Very different than what we see in the Gemara. Ata akadse means the nations of the world. This is what Mitzudas says. Rashi sees it as somewhat positive, but again, not what the Gemara says. Rashi says, ki yisnu magoyim, even though they created these bonds of love with the nations of the world, l'maisa ata akadse bevo es geulasam lo akvena. When the time comes for geula, I won't hold it back, I won't postpone it. And then by yochelu ma'at, mimasa melch v'sarim, says Rashi, they're having a little bit easier. But again, it's not what the Gemara is doing exactly, but it's pshuto shel mikra. Now, what is the Gemara darshin? Something else. Yisnu is milashin learning. So va'amar ula, as the Gemara is going to tell us, pasuk zeh milashin aramis nemar. In other words, the word yisnu is not milashin esnan, like we said possibly before Shei Pshat say, milashin aramis. And it goes as follows: Itanu kulu ata akadsin. If all of them are going to become learned, then that the guarantee is geula comes instantly. Ata akadsin. There'll be kibbutz galios. There'll be a geula. Then ma'at mehem. And if a small portion of them learn, then yachelu mimasa melech v'sarim. Yachelu is milashin lo yachel dvaro. In other words, they'll be nullified. Look at Rashi. Now Rashi starts in Tanu Kulam before that. Bilashin Rami Nemar Yisnu Targum Shel Yisnu Kemo Vishinantam. That's Vishinantam Uvanecha Usesadinun. You learn. That's the Pshuto Shel Mikra there. So the Targum of Vishinantam to teach them to learn. In Tanu Kulam. Now Rashi says V'chein Rubam. Why does Rashi say that? How does Rashi know that's Ruba Kukulo? How does Rashi know? Because what's the other half of the pasuk? What's the other part of the pasuk? Vayachelu ma'at. So if it's a mute, that's when they'll have something else. They'll be released from having to pay taxes. So that's the mute. So if it that means the first part of the pasuk is rov, not just kol, because the last part of the pasuk is a mute. Yeah. So Rashi says v'chein rubam You shown him ba'osti b'torik sheyigu ba'am, and then when they go to the exile, atar kapsim b'karva kapsim, it will happen soon. Ba'yachilu ma'at. Now it goes like this: v'af im. See, if you switch the words around, v'af im mu'atim him. If it's ma'at that are going to learn, hashonim ba'amim, those who are in Golus, there'll be a miut of Christ, so that will be osik b'torah. Yit yachelu mimasa malchusarim. You'll be telim. There'll be an nullification. Milaseis masa malchusarim. Yachel kamo layachel dvaro, to desecrate, to nullify. So therefore, you have the idea here is that the learning itself, those who learn, the mute who learn, will be exempt from having to pay taxes. That's the idea of the pasuk in Hosea. Good. That's the second pasuk. Finally, says Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, the pasuk of Ksuvim also. Aksuve, this is already of the three, this is the most pshuto shel mikra. The first pasuk was clearly a drasha. Avchol b'vamim was a drasha. And the pasuk now in Yosheah was clearly a drasha, but this is obviously pretty clear cut in terms of the context of the pasuk. What do we have over here? The ksuvi. This is in Sefer Ezra. Dichsiv. Let's pronounce it correctly. Okay. This is Aramaic. We know much of Sefer Ezra is in Aramaic. Where is the pasuk? I know you have it probably. Okay, let me read the whole pasuk. Ulechom mahodin. I'm reading the whole pasuk. Do they have it on the side for you also, the whole pasuk? Yeah? Okay. This is Chavdal. It's a Zayin Chavdal. Ulechom mahodin. The kol ka'anaya v'levaye zamaraya saraya nisinaya ufolche beis elaka dina. That's the first part of the pasuk. From all of the above people, groups of people, minda velo bahalach, these are types of taxes, as we'll see, lo shalat mimma aleihom. I am informing, this is all part of a message that was sent by King Artaxasta, otherwise known as Daryavesh. I believe he's the son of Esther Nachashverosh, that Daryavesh, I'm not mistaken, from Yonah Dioma. He sent the message. Now, the Beis HaMikdash was already built at this point. We know that this term story was partly built, the foundations had been set, but then it was stopped by Achashverosh as part of the undercurrent of the Megillah. At Chatzi HaMalchus, that much I won't do to grant you that they should finish building the Beis HaMikdash. That would be destabilizing to my kingdom, says Achashverosh. That was the illusion according to Chazal. But then, of course, Daryavesh allowed it to finish, and now they still have things that they have to bring everybody back to from Babel now that there's a Beis HaMikdash, and it talks about how Ezra and Sofer went up, and there's this message that's sent, and it talks about these people who were involved with, Tosfos is going to say Binyan Beis HaMikdash, but it really is, you know, serving the Beis HaMikdash, Kohanim, Levim, Tara'aya, the Samaraya are those who sing, the Levim who are Mishorerim, Tara'aya, that's the Lashon of Gate, Tara, Tafishayin, Alvis Agesh, that means the Mishoarim, the two types of Levim. Nisinaya, who are those? Who are the Nisinim? That's the group that, right, they used to serve in Beis HaMikdash, right? They started out, you know, they were the Chotvei Eitzim, Shovei Mayim, they were Avadim that was serving Beis HaMikdash. Upoche Beis HaLkadina, the service, those who serve. Now, what does he say? Minda v'lo v'halach l'shalim rimaleim. So this is clear that he's telling them that they are exempt from paying taxes. And the Gemara explains what these three words are. V'amar of Yehuda, minda, zu minas hamelech. We'll see differences and we've shown them exactly what type of taxes we're discussing. Minda, zu minas hamelech. Below, zu kesef, gulgalta, head tax. V'halach, zu arnona. What does Rashi say here? And then we'll take questions. Yeah. Minda, mo'v'halach, dar yavesh tzivas pesa es pasach ever hanar. That's a governor. Here it says Al Anshe Knesset Hagdola, but Umaisa wasn't about them, so they changed it. They changed this a little bit. What did they change it to? Kisha'olu. You see, they changed it. Kisha'olu Anshe Knesset Hagdola. In other words, this is referring to when Ezra and Tamil Chachamim went back to Eretz Yisrael. This was part of his message. Menas HaMelech, Magvas Misim, the collection of taxes, Shein Matil and Tamil Abnei Medina, that they would constantly impose on the people in the country. So it says they would not have to do it. These special groups would be exempt. And what do you have here? The three that the Gemara explains are Minda Zumenas HaMelech. Rashi says that means Nageves Nisim. Below Zu Kesef Golgalta. Rashi doesn't explain that. And then you have Halach Zu Arnuna. So Rashi learns Isurei Tvuos Ubehemos Midei Shana Veshana. It's what? It's the percentage of the grain and of the animals that you have to give. Just we have Maisa Behema, the idea of Maisa Dagon, so they used to give for the king each year. That is Rashi. Let's just see Tosfos so far, just might as well. Ilemo and Sadiqim, the Bahaki Mai Rikro, we said this outside, the Elmine, Ksib Lek Mary Echel, Ne'atma Shem, Ksib Baseis Esbim Cho Yerbun. Lashal Umer Malem, Lefishahayu, Oskim, Bimlechas Shamayim, Binyan Beis Hamigdash. So that has to do with the context in that situation. What does that have to do with us? So again, it's Pshuto Shel Mikra that we're using. But what is the extrapolation? So that's discussing Tosfos Binyan Beis Hamikdash. Really, it's really upkeep of Beis Hamikdash, not really the Binyan itself. The Binyan was already completed. But what is the idea? That Saltu Achinami in Lahatil Mas Alom De Torah. That's we're taking that idea and translating it to the situations of Tamil Chachamim, the Halach Zu Arnuna Pirish Bekundus Isa Behemus Utvur. That's Rashi. Rach Pirish Aruchas Doron L'Shulton Over Malkum Malkum. They used to give like a appeasement type of a present to the governor that passed through. Shenosin Lo Ko Yervi Ir Arucha. Every city gave him their token gift. Uperusho. What is the lashon? Helach. Kemo Vayova Helach Isha Asher. Helach is a wayfarer. So he's passing through, and it was the gift giving to the whenever the governor would visit, so to speak. So then everyone in the city would come out and give the token present. The point is this. These are misim. And again, the question that we have to think about is the nature of the Torah here. Is it the same as before? Before, the idea was, Rabbanu was tzrichin netilusa, right? They don't need shmira because they have their own Shmira, because the Torah is Megan. The Torah is a Choma, the Masim Tovim, a Chol, and therefore there's nothing to be gained. They don't need the Choma. That's the Pshat earlier. This is Nisa, these are taxes. So what's the Pshat here that the Chachamim Chacham are Pater? Torah is a Kokodosh of Yadecha, Nevi'im, Im Yisnu, Vayachelo Ma'at Masim Alfisarim, so they'll be left, they'll be nullified of taxes. Why? Ksuvim, the Pasuk in Ezra, but like, why? Is it the same idea? Or is it something different? Yeah.
I mean, in Seder, we thought that when we were reading the Pesukim, we were confused as to like exactly what was Rabbi saying, because like it didn't seem like there was any reference to anything specific.
Right.
So we thought that it was just saying like look at all the Kabbalah of Talmid Chacham. They walk around from city to city. What does that have to do with taxes? Like
right.
We saw
right.
in our shot. I'm saying
right.
like positive shot. It's just
right.
that,
right.
that they're just incredible
right.
and they deserve Kabbalah.
Okay, so this is going to be the Rambam's approach. We'll see soon inside the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos. We'll see this, and the analogy he's going to bring is if you Kohanim are part of Machzor Shekel, and the idea that the Kohanim are given sustenance in the Torah, given certain privileges. So it's a privilege. It's covered to Min Chacham, that's what it is. It's not the same halach as before. Others see it more similar to before, and it could be there'll be nafkaminas. We haven't seen the rest of the Gemara yet, but just to pause for a second, the Ramban. Ramban has and it's going to come out the halacha. These details are going to be playing out the halacha, the Torah, Shulchan Aruch. The Ramban has, I gave you the Ramban to see, wants to distinguish between the type of tax. What is the Ramban right here? Other Rishonim also quote this. After he gets into the details of what these taxes are, Rashi, other Pshatim, he says, V'nira, says Ramban by us, she'ein tamid chacham b'turim me'isure tfuasam, Rashi's pshat, v'lo mikesed gulgautam, el k'shanoch matil al b'nei ha'ir, li'tim kach v'kach m'maise tfuasam. The king says, the city owes me X amount. This is what, v'heim yivsku b'nei, then they have to work out how to get that amount to the king. And so why are they pater? Says Ramban like this. Lefi. She'cholim tamil chachamim lomar. They can say, lo hito ha-melech aleinu kulam el b'shvilchem. In other words, it wasn't a head tax. It was a particular sum that the king needs to be delivered to him. It was on b'nei ha'ir. To which the tamil chachamim have you could say the taina that the schus haTorah would have been such that we should not have had to, there would have been no decree of taxes, as we'll see in a later story with Rebbe. So it was only because of those who didn't learn Torah that they were even subject to these taxes. And therefore, that's where the patur. So this is similar, a little bit, to what before, not exactly, but similar. Before we said, because they have their own shmirah, therefore there's no need for them to have a wall. Here, there's no need for them to have to pay for these taxes, because the only reason why there is a gzera, that an imposing a tax, is because of those who are not lomit Torah. Let's say there was a king who said every individual has to pay a particular amount. It's a head tax. So then you won't have this halach. Then you don't say that those who are unlearned have to pay the share of the milchacham. If he wants to be as a courtesy to give clergy discount, whatever. Clergy, you know, they'll be off the... Okay, but not that the MARs have to pay that now, because it is an individual tax. Other Rishonim quote this as well. Now, L'chara, we're going to see L'chara in the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't make such a distinction. When the Rambam talks about the Ptur... All right, I mentioned it already now. We'll see the Rambam Pirshas Mishnayos, but let's see the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah. And the Rambam has it in three places, right? Hilchos Shcheinim, Hilchos Talmud Torah, and then, of course, in Pirshas Mishnayos and Avos. So the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, let's just look at that source for now. Perek Vav Halacha Yud. So the first part of Halacha is we haven't seen in the Gemara yet, but then he says the Ein Govin Mehen, says the Rambam. Listen to the language: the Binyan Choma, the Tikkun Hasha'arim, the Schar Hashomrim, Kayotze Behem, the Lo Etshuras Hamelech, the Mechayven Osan Litin Hamas, the Masu Katsuv, the Furish in the Rambam actually, the Masu Katsuv Bnei Yer, the Masu Katsuv Kolish Veish. It's a Machokas. The Ramban says the Furish. That's a head tax, then they have to pay it. The Rambam says, Mefurish, not like the Rambam. No matter what, Mefurish. Shenemar, Kam Kiyis Nebagam, I talk Had same. He quotes the Drasha from the Vim, by Chelumat Masim Melchisar. And notice what the Rambam continues with. And there's halacha that we have later in Daf Chav Beis, that you give them first crack to sell what they have in the market, to corner the market. So that's a special preferential treatment for Timid Chacham, the Chain. No, so where does the Rambam put this halacha? What's the context? Hilchos Talmud Torah Perek Vav. What's the overarching principle here? Is Kavod Tamid Chacham. Now, this is Rambam also puts in Yenu Bin Nachoma. Even the Bin Nachoma really could have said without that, the Torah is Megan. The Rambam puts it all under one halach, and that's why the Rambam is not distinguishing between one tax and the other. The Rambam Hilchos Shcheinim, you have it from yesterday, Perek Vav. Here the Rambam does mention the Svara by Choma, which is unique to Choma. What's the Svara by Choma? What the Pater? What the Gemara seems to say? Lo Tzvichin to Yusa, because the Torah is Megan. That the Rambam sends to the Hilchos Shcheinim. Interesting. So it comes out that there's really two Peturim why I don't have to pay for the Choma. You could come on to the reason that you have by old taxes, because Kavod Tamid Chachamim. But if you, even without that, you have the Svara of the Gemara that we have starting off the Gemara. The Rambam does say that as well. Look in Hilchos Shcheinim Perek Vav, Halacha Vav, says the Rambam. Koad Varim Shetzvichin, Lishmira Sa'ir, Lokin Mikoan She'ir, Fiumen Aisomim, see later, Chutz Mitamid Chachamim, She'ein Tamid Chachamim Tzvichin Shmira Sha'torah Shomrasan. So here the Rambam does mention the Ptur from Choma of Torah Shomrasan. That's in Hilchos Shcheinim. But clearly the Ptur of taxes, you can't use that reason. Right? But the Rambam puts in Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Ptur of taxes and the Ptur of Choma,
all under the umbrella of kavod hanachama, because really you have two reasons why they wouldn't pay for the chum. You have to know why you need both reasons. There's nafkaminas, maybe, because here you could think about possibly standards of Dibur Chacham. Here the Ram doesn't get into those details. But one could say, the more that you see this as two separate halachas, one halacha is the halacha of Ein Tzrichim Shmira, and one halacha is Show Them Kavod. So then one could say that maybe the standard of Tamicham Mitzad, the din of Torah Shom Rasan, is one halacha, one standard, and this halacha of Kavod Tamicham is a different standard. But the more that you see this as connected, maybe the, now in the Ramban, you could still want to distinguish, you could. The din that the Gzeira only came because of Ameh Ha'aretz, so maybe that's one din of Tamil Chachamim, and the halacha of Torah Shem Rasan is different. You could also distinguish, but they're more closely related. But the Rambam, two halachas are in fact different. There is a rush, and this could be historically based also to some extent. There's a rush later, where I say it out over now, the rush seems to say that even taxes, it's really a form of shmira. This is like mamish making it one halacha, even though from the Gemara it doesn't sound like it's one halacha. But look at the Rush later. There's a few more stories that are coming up in the Gemara. But the Rush in Chaf Tes. This is the Yerali. Amar Avasim of Yochanan Hakol Pasi Yer. We'll get to that. That's the last reference for Rabbanu Tzvi Chaim Tzvi. So we come back to that expression. Klala de Nosa. Then he says, Kasa Rab Yosef, Kalmisa Diskin Tzvi, Yask me fine. The Yerali. A few lines into in Chav Tes in the Rash. The Kol Mine Misim. He already says, all types of taxes. Midi de Netirusa Ninu. So what is the Rash doing? The Rash is putting taxes into the category of Shmira. Why? Who can tell me a Svara? Why?
It's in order that you're paying the tax
sort of
for the government to protect
you. That's right. Ki heim shomro sana bena akum. Ki mato eles yesh uksas ov dekocham azolos banu shomreinu uhoshib osana beneim. Now again, you have to speak, it's hard to separate the history of the Rush. If you look at the Rush's life, you know he had to go. And you know his Rebbe, Mam Rutenberg, was in prison, and he died in prison, and they didn't ransom him. So it's hard to avoid the fact that the Rush's own personal life may have had to do with how he's explaining this. He says, "What do they have from protecting us? Why would they give us any right to breathe?" El b'shvil hanash, and he also me'es Yisrael. He was made mishmaranonios. The answer is, the Jews pay taxes. They get some money for the Jews, and this is why they let us live. So again, that's how the Rush takes everything. So for the Rush, again, so really have three different paths here. There's the Rush who puts everything under the rule of Shmira. So the taxes are Shmira. So to the extent that Talcham don't need Shmira, they don't pay for the walls, for the city, they don't pay for taxes. It's all about Shmira. For the Ramban, the tour from the Choma is, like the Gemara says, they don't need Shmira. And that's the Rambam also says that Svara in Hilchos Shechenim, Torah Misham Rasan. The Ptur from taxes, says the Ramban, is something else. That their taina is that that it was only Bishvil Ami Ha'aretz that there was a Gzeira of taxes. That's why the Ramban is distinguishing between what type of tax? A general tax and a head tax. Because a head tax, you don't have the Ami Ha'aretz paying. The Rambam says Mefurish in Hilchos Tamid Torah that every tax the Chama Pata from, and the Rambam puts everything together, both the din of Choma, the din of taxes, under the idea of Kavod Tamid Chacham, which we'll see soon in the Pirsha Mishnayos as well, the same principle, and that idea of special inyan that we give preferential treatment to the Chacham and not to have to pay taxes. That's I think, the spectrum here. Just one second, Dani, there is an interesting Chuvas HaRash, which I'll just give you a Mayer Malkum on. Chuvas HaRash in Klal Tezvav, Os Ches, where he discusses Kol Tamil Chachamim, and this is where we're going to get to the other Rush as well. What is Kol Tamil Chachamim? We'll see this maybe if we have time in the Rush by us. She Torasso Naso, Va'osa Torasso Keva, Mlachto Arai, he knows he can work, but he's Torasso Keva, Va'hoga Betorah Tamid, anytime he has free time, he's learning. Ve'enu Mevatgo, Esasik Brambetelim, only for Parnasa he takes off from learning. Kizui Chovasso, Yafetam Tamid Arach Eretz, The Rambam is going to say he has to do that. The Rambam doesn't like the idea of kolah, that same Rambam earlier. But the idea is that anytime he's able to, he's learning. B'chol eis, and he's always thinking about his learning, even when he's working. B'chol eis libo agresaso, v'gmar melachto chos miyad l'beis midrasho. He's giving you the whole perspective. V'hu no adoresh no mekayim, he's not a hypocrite. What he says, what he practices, what he preaches. V'lo sani shamani, doesn't have a bad reputation. He's sterling character. Hu bechlau rabbanan, ki hichtes tavar ba'ozer Torah, ve'en l'hat elav o melch v'sar. That's the Ram, the Tshuvas HaRash. Kahita Baba Basra, and this is the Gemara that he quotes of Avarta in the Torah, Nevi'im Ksuvim, and he quotes our Gemara.
Yeah, I was wondering a couple questions with the first drasha from the Torah.
Yeah,
so first of all, when Rashi says Shaisha biyad chaim l'shomran, is he putting in some of the rest?
Shomran that they're secured, that they don't have the taxes, they don't have the ol.
Right, so is it for, meaning is he saying like the Rashi?
I would take l'shomran here in a different way. I don't think he means like the Rush. No, I think it's, I would just take l'shomran means that they have, Hashem is favoring them. Therefore, the Yosha Lushomran, you're bothered by Lushomran. Biyadecha means protection, like under being, to be under Hashem's wings or his hands, like he's special Hashkacha Pratis, so to speak. So Lushomran means that they'll, otherwise, what, you're going to the Rush, you're saying maybe according to the Rush, so it's Lushomran, they don't need the taxes to get Shmira because Hashem gets Shmira. Mm-hmm. If you want to do it, you could say that, Rashi, you could.
And also, I was wondering, why does the Rambam, when he quotes this halacha, he quotes the pasuk from Nevi'im and not from Torah?
Don't know. Good point. Why? Because either way, it's a drasha. The only one that's not a drasha that's more fitting the Pshuto Shel Mikra is the pasuk in Ezra, right? Right. Why did Ram to pick the Hosea?
Could it be that he holds this halacha specific to Shmira and he wanted to show the more broad halacha of just...
Would he see Shmira in this pasuk of Hosea?
I mean, the reason why he skipped over the pasuk of Torah.
I tell you why. Probably because it's more explicit. Vayachelu ma'at masa melech v'sar is saying what? Even though it's a drasha, but what is the point? That they don't have the masa melech v'sar. Kokotav yadecha is a vague expression. It's a general expression. And we're going to say, kadosh yadecha, that you don't have to pay taxes. Here, it's mamish talking about masa melech v'sar. So it's more explicit. That's why the Ram probably picked Hosea. Okay, so we had first Reuven the Nasiya, the story with him. We had the story of Avchanan bar Avchizda. Now we have further. Let's see in the Gemara Vayter. Now it's going to get to Yisomim as well. That's another related Indian in terms of collecting from Yisomim. Rapapa Rama Karya Chadita Ayasmi. Rapapa imposed a Karya Chadita is a new digging, says Rashi. Yitzias kriyas be'er ma'im chayim lishtos. In other words, you had to collect money in order to dig for spring water, for fresh water. So he had the Yisomim pay for that as well. Amalei Avshisha Beit Avidi L'Rapapa. So Avshisha Beit Avidi asked Rapapa, V'dim alo midvil. How can you impose this on Yisomim? Some ketanim is stomach, right? Why you, and then Apotropis, how can you do this? V'dim alo midvil. Lo yimtzu bo mayim. Maybe you're going to dig and dig and dig. They won't find water. V'hifsadtem chinam. Now it's interesting. Rashi, let's finish the Gemara. What is the end? Maybe you won't find water. Amalei mishkan shakil neminayu. I'll take money now. Imidvil midvil. If you have water, great. Ilo madana lenalayu. I'll reimburse them. Now, what does Rashi say? What's the taina lo midvil? V'hifsadtem chinam. V'yasmi rabnei mechilaninu. No, they're ktanim. They can't be mochel. That's the way I know they're ktanim. They can't be mochel. What's the chaf? I don't know. What does it say at the end? The lechilu, right? That they should be mochel. So what is the word? The taina is that they can't be mochel. Why does it depend if you find water? Maisa, you could argue, it's a tzorech to go search for water. That's what everyone has to participate in. Right. You have to dig because you may have water. So that's the chiyuv. So that's Pshan Rashi. Because for that, Yisom don't have to contribute. We don't put down Yisom. Elamai, why would they have to pay? because they're getting a benefit and being nene. So if they're going to be water, then they're getting the hanah like everybody else, so you still have to pay. But maybe you won't find water. So for everybody else, they pay anyway because you pay for the effort, for the expenses involved in trying to find water. But for that, you still don't have to pay. They only have to pay if they'll be nene. They'll be nene. That means you find water. Maybe you won't find water. They can't be mochel. That's the pshat mash.
Who pays you some of that?
Now, Papa, make sure they get paid back. I don't know. My Daniel and Elia, what?
It's a communal fund, right? They spend the money to pay diggers
or
whatever.
Yeah, but they don't have to. I don't know. My Daniel and Elia, yeah. Amrav Yehuda, Hakola Agri Gapa, Afil Miyasvi. Avrabanan, Lotzvichin Tivusa. So here's the second time that we have Ban Lotzvichin Tivusa in the Gemara. So he says, Hakola Agri Gapa, even Miyasvi. What's Agri Egli Gapa? Says Rashi. For the gates of the walls of the city to set up doors. How does it fit the words? Agle means dulasos, kamo truku gali, that's doors. Gapa means stima, to close the doors, kamo matza achar hagapa be'elomitzis. So even you some pay for that, because it's their need as well, their tzorech for them as well. But who doesn't need that shmira? Again, like we had before, with choma, chacham do not need netirus. Further says Rav Yehuda, Hakol Karya Pasya, Afilu Mirabanan. Everyone has to pay. Here, Lacham also have to pay. Karya Pasya, says Rashi, Chafiras, Karya means to dig. Chafiras bor lishtos mayim. Why? Va'al shema kliya munach sham bebor tamid lishtos bo avidrachim koreo pasya. Because there's some kind of a vessel there for people to use to drink. It's called Pasya. Pasya is in the Russian like... where you have it in Aramaic for it promised them from a vessel. I'm trying to think where you have it, and I still remember when I was what?
It can also mean the piece.
No, it's not. That's a samach, but it's a kli. Yeah, forget the pasuk. There's a targum on a word in Chumash that I'm trying to remember. I don't remember more. So therefore, that's even the chum have to also pay. But the law Marin and the law Nafki, the other pshatim, by the way, in Karyapasi, is Rashi's pshat. Tosus is differently. Tosus is Karyapasi, Pirish Rach, Lohasir, Gavshushis, Miruchov Ha'ir. You have like the mud and stuff in the city. Oh, that's what it is. Rechov is Pasya. Look at any word Rechov in the Torah. So Rechov it means the street. That's what that fits with Tosus pshat really. Tichbota toch Rechova. Other places in Chumash, the Rechov is Pasya. It really maybe means like Rechov is like what breath, wide, so maybe that's why. Yafto kim liyefes, right, to spread out. So it's maybe the Shoresh, Pasya means to be spread. So it's a Rechov, according to Tosis, it's the Rechov. It's to remove the schmutz, whatever it is, the molds, whatever, dirt on the street, so that everyone has to participate in that, even the Chachamim also. However, Lo Amar El Dolonafki Be'achruza. Here also a question of Girsa Be'achruza. That's Rashi's. Rashi's going to explain this. Meet Be'achruza. Avonafki Be'achruza. Rabban Rab Benei Mefek Achruza Ninu. Rashi says, Afilu Me Rabbanan Shalkot Svichim Lamayin. Water is everyone's need. You can't tell me the Chum don't need water because of the Torah. They need water, so they pay for the water. It's only she'enin atzmam yotzim be'achruza. Rashi says achruza is like it would be with the resh. Achruza, lachpor, elasochin po'alim. In other words, it's only when you're hiring others to go out to do the digging. If you're going to have the individuals themselves doing it, that's not kavatim l'chachamim, to have them go out and do the digging for the water, so that the chum would not have to do that. So it's nafki be'achruza based on the achruza announced, already come out, we're going out to dig. Okay. That Chum don't do. This is, so we have more about a second reference to Bon Tzvichin Tirusa. That's regarding what? Regarding the Egli Gapa, right? So it's another mention of the first idea. Now we have another story. Rebbe Pasach Otsros B'Shnei Batzoris. Now this was years of famine. Now you have to know how much of a famine. Was it Pikoch Nefesh? Was it something short of Pikoch Nefesh? Umaysa, there was scarcity of food. Rebbe opened up. Rebbe was, of course, a big usher. This is Rebbe himself. This is not the grandson. Rebbe the Nasi. He opened up storehouses for people, but he wanted to limit You want to prioritize who's going to get, or triage, who's going to get first, who's going to not going to get. So, Yikansu Bale Mikra, Bale Mishnah, Bale Gemara. You have to know in terms of what, when, in terms of the Tanoim, what each thing means. Bale Mikra is clear. That's Tanakh, people in the verse in Tanakh. Bale Mishnah means, of course, Mishnais, that the Mesada Rebbe was redacting it, but the Mishnais is ready before. Bale Gemara. Okay, so obviously it's analysis of the Mishnah, maybe Brisis. Bali Halacha, so again, a certain specialty within the learning of the Mishnais and the Brises. Bali Agada, it's clear what that means. All of the above are welcome. Aval Ame Haaretz Al Yikansu. Ame Haaretz may not enter. Pshat, what's Pshat? He's being prejudiced, they can't come. Is it Pikuach Nefesh? Is it not Pikuach Nefesh? Yes.
Remember, it was only on the tour of.
Yes.
I think the Rif Fast is bothered by what's Bali Halacha.
Bali Halacha, what does it say?
He mentions that like small halacha devices and mishnayas that like you could like small.
You know, instead of like with pilpul, just halacha seduros. Like it says, you start learning mitoch halacha psuka, right? Yeah. Instead of. Like Rabbi Yehuda, but this one, machlokes. No, things that not shouldn't be machlokes. Like perkes el makoman, in other words, right? Yeah. Okay, yeah.
I'm trying to say everybody who's not one of the first category then is classified as alahar.
No. All the above are people who are learned, but then the people who don't know any of the above.
Is it binary? Is there an in between these two categories or no?
No. It sounds like if you have some sheikhs to any of the above, that's fine. But Ami Arts means they're totally ignorant. So he said that Al Yikansu. Now, before you go on, it's just the Ritva comments here. Al Yikansu Armina Koladim She'em Obina Asel Rachim Alav. Now, the point is, they could have learned. They chose not to learn. That's probably part of what you have to imagine. They had Bechira. They chose to be Yoshvi Kranos. The Torah was available. People could teach them. They could learn. They didn't want to learn. See, that's how the Ritva says it. There, Adam Engel Das Asel Rachim Alav. And as we'll see later, Fisha Puranius Ba Bishvilan, the lack of learning is the cause of the Puranus. That's why there was a Batsoris. But then he says, Of course, there's a bit, but it means that they were able to find food somewhere else, even in another city. They wouldn't starve to death. You're not going to let people die. Chas v'shalom. Halav achi mitzvah hachi oso, v'chei achicha imach. As long as he's not a minor mishuma, then also, as long as he's a cheno b'nei Israel, he's not a learned, but of course it's a mitzvah achayoso. But he'll get his food somewhere else. But as far as Rebbe himself being the source of providing, since he says, Puranus came b'shvilam, as we'll see, that's why he didn't open it up for them. Okay, but meanwhile, he had a Talmud, as we'll soon see who he was, Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram, the Nichnas. So this Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram stooped in and he came in. Amalo, so Rabbi Parnasain, he asked for Parnasa. Amalo bini Karisa, Ayubal Mikra, Amalo Lav. Shanisa, Amalo Lav, apparently you could be Bal Mishnah without being a Bal Mikra. Okay, you can know. Okay, or at least about what? Also that? Yeah, okay. There's a Medrash like that in Medrash Rabbi Parshat Sabbath, week's Parsha. Rabbi Yanai, something similar. He didn't know Mikra. They said, maybe you know Mishnah. Okay. Amalolav, imkim b'mefar nesecha. With what basis can I give you panasa? So he said, he took a little bit of courage. He said, amay panasein kekelev ka'orev. He used a mashal of kelev and orev. So Rashi explains, what is this mashal? Kekelev ka'orev, shechas HaKadosh Baruch Hu aleim. Hashem had rachmanis on these two species. Shenema, yodea tzadik din dalim. Lufish ha'kelev mizonosa mulatim. Doesn't get food very much. That's why what he eats can stay three days till it digests, because Hashem knows he doesn't get food that much. So that's a special chus. Hashem shows special hashgacha pratis for Kalev. So Hashem gives lebehem malachma. Tosu is going to say that's also a reference to Kalev. Tosu says. That's a reference to Kalev. That's Kalev. The raven is very cruel, doesn't feed its children. From the excrement, there are these little mosquitoes that they can eat. So that's a special shkacha pratis that they get their food, even though the mother doesn't want to give the food. So the point is, they ask, so what's the schus? I don't have a schus of anything, no Torah, but I'm asking for it. So there's this idea, I ask, just give me because I'm asking. That seems to be his point. So Umaysa, Rebbe accepted that taina, parnase. He gave him parnasa. Basa dinafak. After Yonasan and Amram left, Yasid Rebbe commits star. He had second thoughts. Interesting. Why originally he accepted the argument. Now he had second thoughts. Amar, oilish and sati pitilama arts. My bread that he gave to Amar, he felt it was not the right thing to do. Somehow he had change of heart. Amal fun Reb Shimon bar Rebbe, his son, Reb Shimon said, Shema Yonasan ben Amram tamidchahu. Maybe it was really someone who knew Torah. Yonasan ben Amram, your Talmud. She'ena rotsa yohanos mikvot Torah miyamav. He never wanted to get hanaf mikvot Torah. We'll see the Rabbi Pirsha Mishnayis brings this Gemara. The Ran also in the Nedarim. There's an inyan not to get benefit from kvot Torah. That's not the same as getting part from taxes, but to get hanaf from kvot Torah. So maybe it's who he was. Batku v'ashkach. Apparently, shech to have a Talmud that you don't recognize. You know who he is, right? Rebbe didn't know his own Talmud, right? Apparently. Batko v'ashkach, it turned out that's who he was, and Rebbe didn't know. Amar Rebbe, kansu akol. At that point, he said everyone can go because he was afraid that there might be other people like him that didn't want to get enough from Kavod HaTorah. So he didn't want to have that on his head. So even though at the expense of giving Amei Aretz, he didn't want it to be another situation like that. At the end of the Gemara, Rebbe Litamei, Rebbe said, Rebbe Lishitaso, the Amar Rebbe. This is what the Ramban quoted. Why do bad things befall the world? Because of people who don't learn. As we have a story, Kahid Demei Kliga. Here again, one of those types of taxes. You ask Yoni, what type of tax is it? Demei Kliga. What is that exactly? Rashi says, Atara Lamelch Kesa. Some tax associated with a crown. It means a crown got lost, they want to replenish it, or it's to buy a crown. Again, I don't know exactly, you have to know the society. Demei Kliga, do a search. Demei Kliga, whatever it is. The Shadu at Tveria. So Tveria was where Rebbe was. It was ahead. So they imposed that in Tveria. So also coming to Rebbe. They came before Rebbe, the people of Amalei Leis, for Rabban Badan. Listen, we have to pay this large amount of money. Let the Chan participate. Amalei Hulo, I'm not letting them pay. This would get again to the being potter from taxes. Back what we had before. Amru le arukinan, we're going to run away. Asu ame arzu kami de Rebbe, right? So they ran away. So he said, okay, aroku, so run. Aroku, palgeon, half of the ame arzu ran off. Do you a palga? Rashi, machal melech demei hachatsi, besokum elen. As soon as half the ame arzu population left, the amount that had to be collected for this demei klila was put in half, chopped in half, because half the ame arzu were no longer there. Also, Hanu Palga, the other half came coming. They didn't run yet. Coming to Rebbe, they complained. They say, "We want the Tamil Chachamim. There are many Tamil Chachamim here. What, let them pay with us. Now we have such a, you know, we have, for the half that we have to pay still. Amalei leis for Rabban Badan. Amalei lo. Arokinon, we're running away. Aroku, run away. Aroku kulu. Now they all ran away. So Pasha u Koves. It was one wanderer that remained. Shadua Koves. They put here, it's not like they were mochel. They just put it, whatever was left on that Nebuch, on that one person. One Koves Amaret. See, two are Pachse Hamelach ala Koves. Arak Koves. Paka Kliga. He ran away. No more tax. Amar Rebbe Reisa. See? The Chush. This is Rebbe Shitasa. She'ein por anis bolom ebishvil amiharets. Okay, what a question? Yes, Ranan.
Isn't it obvious that if this person knew this din, which is based on the Pasuk and the Gemara, that they are not in Amei Aretz, even a little bit, they clearly know at least some Torah. So why would he assume in Amei Aretz if he said this din?
Who said the din?
He said the din of Kelly's Torah.
No. The fact that he said that should have told Rebbe that he knew something. He wasn't a total Amaretz. He knew the Medrash about Kelev Orev. To be able to ask, to say that, he should have given himself away. He should have exposed himself by even saying that. I hear. So why wouldn't that meet the standard of Baal Mikra, Baal Yagoda at least? I would mention it's a Agadic idea that Hashem is Mefarnes to Kelev Naorev. Good question. Anyone? It's a good question.
Well, we say it's someone who chooses not to learn those things. Purposes, so it could have been he did at some point, but now he chooses not.
So the fact that he chose, he could have continued his learning, but he knew something, wouldn't that take him out of the category of Amei Haaretz? Yeah.
So can we say that Talmid Dafa doesn't literally mean Talmid Dafa? I mean, a lot of times we say, like, oh, he's a Talmud of so-and-so because he holds by him in that sheep.
You mean
so
the word on my observation, that you could have a Talmud that you don't recognize,
meaning,
okay?
It doesn't.
He was in the back row and he never spoke up, and he was if you was obscured, right? Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's just in this regard, he holds by you. So he's considered your Talmud in this area. Talmid Dafa, because maybe he holds like you, meaning, wasn't just saying Talmid Dafa and Sam.
Let's look at the Pirush Mishnayos. This is something just to be aware of. I can't read the whole thing. You have actually see that Yaakov Moshe, or whoever did, you have two versions. You have the old translation that everyone used over the centuries, which is fine, which is Ibn Tibbon. That's what you have in the Mishnayos that you have, that sheet. And then I gave you the Kapach translation. He was such an expert in Arabic. He translated it. Okay, so the first part, which we're not going to read all of it, the first part is a very famous, maybe you've heard about this Rambam. The Rambam is very strongly in favor of a Talmud Chacham not to just get supported by the Tzibur. Now, there are clearly other Shitas, and that's why even in the Hilchos Talmud Torah, when he says that the Kesem Mishnah pushes back, we all know that there are many Kehilos that do it. But Lamaisa, Shitas HaRambam is clear. That it's on the Mishnah, that's why it's here in this Mishnah Pirkei Avos, not to make Torah into Kardam Lachperba. And again, there's something to be said for this Shitas HaRambam, that a person should not, as a Talmud Chacham, should not be Nena Midivei Torah. And he says that's why we find all the Tanoim that were Mefarnes, Parnes, Mimasi Yadeyan, they would do whatever it is, then they would go to learn. And he brings stories to this effect. So one of the stories he brings is this story here, that Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram did not want to be Nene from Kavanat Torah. And then he brings another story with Rav Tarfon, that he was accused of stealing, and he was, and then he said, what's going to be for Tarfon? And then the person realized, ooh, Tarfon. And then he let him go. And it turned out that he felt bad his whole life, Gemara Nedarim, that he was Nene from Kavod HaTorah. And the Gemara says, what should he have done differently? And he should have paid him a lot of money, even because he was a wealthy man, Rav Tarfon, and he wouldn't have had to say it was because of his Torah. So in that connection, yeah, I want to go to the second part of the Rambam. The first part of the Rambam is all of that. Not to be Nana, you can see the Rambam if you have the Kapach. I'll read you from the Kapach, Reish Sadi. So, Lomri Laharach bin Yazer, he says, Hari Maskir, Samaisa Shinizkar, the Talmud. I mean, this is the Kapach translation. You can look at the other translation if you wish afterwards. But Rotzel is Vakech, Lahakish, Yasek, Hitzon, the Maisa, the Isha, Yom Karim. This is a Rav Tarfon story. And then after the story of Rav Tarfon, he has the other story. Look at the bottom of the column on the second column from the right. But Amor is okay. Upasach Rabbeinu Hakadosh Alav Otsus Chitin. This is Bishnas Ravon Ar Gemara. But Amor Koretz of Kabbal Mizono Yobli Kabbal Mizono. But Naish Tamid Chachamim. But Rav Yonasan Ben Amram. But Oya Makiro Amor Panaseni doesn't say Erica. Erica. Okay. Amor Beisik Vuata Belimud. Amor Panasei Kabbal Kaorev. Afilolo Mariti. To be Nenda from Kvod HaTorah is wrong. But there's another Inyan. And that's the Inyan of Tamecham being Pater from taxes. So he continues and says the following. Avo HaDover SheTiraso HaTorah Tamecham. What does the Torah permit? SheYitnu Mos L'Adam. To get certain perks included in that. SheYitnu Mos L'Adam L'Asik L'Hem Birtzona. Someone wants to do a little business on behalf of Tamechacham, that's fine. But also, if you want to take some capital from the Talmud Chacham and invest and do some of the follow-up in the market or whatever it is to benefit Talmud Chacham, 100%, that's a good thing. That's not called being Nene from Kavod HaTorah. That means to help them a little bit in terms of their parnasa. That's Daf Chav Beis in Bava Basra. Give them, they have schorah to sell, so let them sell before anyone else sells. Preferential treatment. Why? What's the gather of this halacha? That's a schus like we find in the Torah as well. The dogma is Kohen gets Truma, Levi gets Maestros. We find this all the time, that they give certain special favorite status to certain business people. Derech kavod. But this much is required, certain standard. Again, it doesn't have to mean the same standard as the other Indian that we talked about, being Megan. But for the Rambam, it comes down to one thing anyway. To be someone that people recognize to be honored. Patra Torah es kol tamidi chachamim mikol achovos hamimshaltios kigon hamagvios v'harunanios umisim hamyuchadim al ha'adam v'uandikro kesef golgalta v'mishalmim osam aleyem ha'kohol. U'binyanachomos. Okay, it's been a figu haya ha'tamid chacham ba'umam and rab inachayiv kumi kozeh. He could have money. He's exempt. He brings Rimagash, patred a wealthy Tamil Chacham from paying taxes, because Mishu Tamil Chachamim, Kavo Tamil Chachamim, not because he doesn't have money. This is why we have in the Rambam in the Hilchos Talmud Torah. The Ran in the Darim and the story of Tarfon says the same thing without quoting the Rambam. When he quotes the Gemara in Daf Samach Beis Amid Aleph in the Darim, so the Ran on the Darim, on the page, the Ran is on the page in the Darim, he says, he left him because of the Torah. It's not that you're chayiv and you're putter. It's not to be chayiv to begin with. It also brings to mind the Rambam at the end of Shemitah V'Yovel, famous Rambam, as you know. The Rambam talks about Shevet Levi, who's parak me'olo, me'olav olach hezbonos harabim, toward the end of Hilchus Shemitah V'Yovel. Lama lo zacha Levi benachras Eretz Yisrael, right? Okay, there's a lot here. We've looked in the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch just to give you the Mar Makomos without going into them, but just to give you the sense of it. The two places in Shulchan Aruch, right? We had the few Rambam, Hilchos Shcheinim, Hilchos Talmud Torah, Pirsha Mishnayos. Those are the Makoros in the Rambam. In Shulchan Aruch, so it's in Yerodeh and Choshen Mishpat. In Yerodeh, it's in Hilchos Kvod Tamil Chachamim. That's in Reish Mem Gimel. I think I gave you the Shulchan Aruch on that, right? Reish Mem Gimel. What do you have there? Tamil Chachamim en Yotzen Ba'atzvam Shara Am Rasvus Bebinin Bachafiros. Shul Yisbaz Vnei Ma'arz is based on the Rosh and the Rambam. And then you have in Halacha Beis about the very things that they're parted from. It's interesting. If you medayek the lashon ha-machaber, though, tell me what you make of this. Davar shehutzarach l'shmirah se'ir, kigon binyan chomos and so on, in chayav mwaseis, v'lachein peturim mikom minei misim. What do you make of the v'lachein? The lashon is, the patur from chomos se'ir, she'ein tzvichim shmirah, she'torasam shmirasam. That's based on lashon rabin ha-chashchein. Torasam shomrasam. Torasam shmirasam. V'lachein, not v'chein peturim. The lochein peturim. Vichein means this and this. The lochein sounds like the svar we just said. What is lochein peturim mikomani misim? What's pshat? The lochein. In light of what we said, what do you think? It sounds a little bit like the rush. Yeah, I think so. Now, the mice of the Russian is using is based on the tour, which makes sense. The tour is the son of the rush. So the lashon ha-machaber here, even though the machaber very often follows the Rambam, but he's borrowing the lashon ha-tour. The lashon ha-tur in Reish Mem Gimel on Yerodeya. If we had more time, we could elaborate, but it's coming to the end. The lashon ha-tur is exactly that lashon. Davar shetzarach l'shmira se'ir, lo yuchayavim she'ein tzvichim shmira, she'tarasim shomrasan, v'lachein ha-yupatur mikol b'nei misim. That's interesting, but we saw the lashon ha-rush like that as well. In the rush, we didn't see all the rush, but the rush talks about the standards of Tamil Chachamim, like we saw in the Tshuva Sarash. Okay, and then you have the other place in Shulchan Aruch is Mechoshe Mishpat, where Kuf Samach Gimel, where again you have, and so many details you see from Shuvis over the centuries about the details. What is a Tamil Chacham? who is it that's Pater? So those are the two places. If you want to do more on your own, we don't have the time. You have only one more day on this, so we'll do the next Gemara. But this is in Kuf Samach Gimel, in Sif Dalet and on. We have a little more about Gavi Yisomim. We're going to see a little bit more about that. This is all Sif Dalet, Sif Hei. The Lashon HaMachaber here, in Sif Hei, in Kuf Samach Gimel, Sif Hei, Tamid HaChacham Beturim Mimisim, Kemoshin is Bayer, Betur Yoredeya, Simen Reish Mem Gimel. Interesting that you find there, this is just mamish to end, the Rama adds, because here we, how far does it go? Yesh mekomos shenoagim shechazam beis haknesses part of mimisim. Show you how far it goes in Shiva. Chazam beis haknesses is part of taxes. Uminig hagunhu v'chein roi linho, trumas hadeshe. And then there's a sma that tries to say other people maybe. Again, it could be that anyone who's a tzarchik sibar type of person, I don't know. The Tosa says he'll osik and bini beis hamikdash de lapata. So how far do you go with this? How far does it extend? What? Okay. Very good. Have a good day, everybody.